Well, it appears from statistics that the VA, the Veterans Administration, has compiled that one in three women during the time they're with the U.S. military will be sexually assaulted or raped. I mean, it's horrific, horrific. And over the past 8 years, as we've gathered more and more information and more studies have been done on it, the information coming out has emboldened more women and men to come forward to actually report officially that, that they've been raped or sexually assaulted, to the extent that now the Department of Defense itself is the one that's giving the estimate that some 19,000 people were probably sexually assaulted last year in the U.S. military. And as you mentioned, a smaller number of them, 3,200, actually reported, officially reported being sexually assaulted or raped. Of that number, 10% of those that came forward to report this were guys, were men, who were sexually assaulted, not in homosexual rapes, but in what rape really is, which is a power, power over somebody else to humiliate, degrade them. And that, I think, is really the tip of the iceberg. I think if for men to come forward is really difficult. It's hard enough for a woman to come forward to talk about it, but for a guy to finally acknowledge that some other guy has sexually assaulted him is really, I mean, that's a tough thing for the guys to acknowledge, and for for over 300 of them to come forward to say that that's happened to them. It is getting enough publicity now that even Time magazine had on its cover rape of men in the military. Now, how do you stop that? It is an of epidemic proportion. It really is affecting the good order and morale of the military forces. And it's through congressional help, and particularly Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who has for the last 25 weeks at the U.S. Congress, every week in the House of Representatives, she has been taking the floor of the House to talk about the issue of sexual assault in the military. And she has been one of the leaders in talking to the senior leadership of the Department of Defense, from the Secretary of Defense right on down to the heads of each of the military services, to say, what are you doing to stop this? And now the military services have had to come up with what they call the battle plans. Mm-hmm. Battle plans not for combat to go out and kill people, but battle plans of how do you stop criminal actions against members of your own military units. And this is where now we're starting to make some progress, where the chiefs of the military services are saying, we've got a problem. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. They have to recognize it. And that they have to say that this is, or they don't have to, but now they are saying that it is a leadership problem. And they're going to put responsibility back onto the leaders of units.